Do you want me to lie to you, or do you prefer the truth? I would hope you would prefer the truth. We don't want to be lied to or manipulated or deceived in any way. We want the truth. But do we really? Can we handle it? The truth can hurt, so sometimes we lie to ourselves. What if that perm or mullet you had back in the 80s really didn't look all that cool? I know, it's hard to hear. We are surrounded by truth and lies every day, so it's important to be able to tell the difference between what is true and what is not. There's a popular little game called Two Truths and a Lie. It's a fun icebreaker game for kids or small groups where each person gets a turn to try and trick the group. They share two things about themselves that are true and then one that is not. Everyone tries to guess which one is the lie. Let's try it. I'll share three things. See if you can tell which one is the lie. I was crowned Miss Lumberjack. My first job was dog walking. I spent a week on a tour bus with Amy Grant. Which one is the lie? You'll have to wait to find out. I'll tell you at the end. But what's interesting is the lie to me is so obvious, but to you, it may not be so obvious. We want to trust people to be true. But what if we aren't true with ourselves? Unfortunately, dishonesty, lying, and deception can come all too easy. Little white lies and hiding what is true can become a pattern, and before we know it, we are lying to ourselves as much as we may be lying to those around us and believing what isn't true at all. 1 John 1:5 through 10. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar and his word is not in us. There are three definite truths we can glean from this scripture. First, God is holy. We are not. Only through Jesus can we be connected and in fellowship with the Father. So if we claim to walk with Jesus, yet our life is covered in darkness or sin, then we are living a lie. Second, if we claim to be perfect without sin, we're believing a lie and possibly blind to ongoing sin we've embraced, which cannot be condoned by a holy God. Darkness and light do not mix. Third, if our eyes are open to the sin that holds us captive and keeps us from fellowship with God, we can recognize it, call it out to be the lie it is, and bring it into the light through confession. When we do, because of Jesus dying for those sins, God is faithful and just to not only forgive, but purify us from it all. That's the truth. Every single word. Believe it. Seek it. Ask God to reveal it in your life through his word. Walk in the light. There is freedom there. Oh, and by the way, my first job was babysitting. The rest was true. I'm Lori Klein.